Don't take it so seriously.
Lighten up.
Trust the mystery.
Lighten up.
It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way.
Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Lighten up.
Hello and happy new year, sweet friends. I am so excited to be launching into another amazing year with you, a year full of abundance, of possibilities, of more for all of our lives. Thank you so much for tuning into my show, for being a part of the listening audience. And I'm excited about, you know, what that means for all of us as a collective in terms of our the abundance in our lives, in terms of, you know, understand that there are shows like this out there to help and support you in creating so much more, in being more and living more in your life. Now, I'm so excited about the show because, well, one, it's 2019. It is known as the year of abundance. It's going to be full of new beginnings, lots of karma resolution coming into play for us as well. So there's a lot of really big, beautiful blessings that come within this life. But how is it that we can get into receiving what it is that we're looking to have in our life, the things we've been praying for, what it is, so that we can not only witness the abundance, but to live within abundance in our lives. So that's going to be a huge part of the conversation of the show. Now, I also wanted to let you know that today, of course, I'm opening up the phone lines after the commercial break. So if you would like to call in for a little bit of direction, guidance, and participate in the conversation today with me, I invite you to do so. That number is 248-809-3475. I thought it's probably better that I give this number to you at the start of the show so that I don't forget to give it to you before we break for commercial. Now, what also is really exciting as we get moving into 2019 is that for those of you who have had the Empower app on your phone, you've probably noticed the last little while it hasn't really been syncing up or working well for you. Well, the good news is everything has been upgraded. Everything's been fixed, and you can easily download the Empower app on your phone and take us on the go. Me and all of the other amazing hosts here on Empower Radio, we're right at your fingertips whenever you need us. So I just wanted to make sure to let you know that too. I had several of you contacting me and saying, what's happening? Why is this not working? And so the good news is it is up and working and ready for you. So is 2019. 2019 is ready for you as well. We move into this year. And again, you know me, I'm a huge numerology buff. I'm not so much, you know, in terms of doing numerology readings for people or anything. There are amazing people in this world who that is their forte and that's where they excel. And so for me, it's about looking how numerology, astrology, how things within the cosmos, within the cycles that play out within the universe affect us and where we are in our lives and how we're moving in our life as well. Of course, everything in support of us, even though at times it can feel a little bit less than easy, you know, those challenges that arise. And it's always important at the core of everything to remember that through every challenge that is taking place, sacredness is unfolding. And I think that's really an important thing to remember as we move into 2019, because doesn't it sound amazing to say 2019, the year of abundance? And oh my gosh, are we so worthy of that? And we, you know, the universe expressing itself, and we can feel the infinite possibilities of life and everything that is abundance to us. I mean, it's just so the magnitude of what that is just so big. And yet we take a look at our reality and we wonder, how is that even possible? You know, we don't feel abundant. We're noticing the lack or the things that are missing. And really there can be, you know, situations that we find ourselves in where we really begin questioning whether or not this whole, you know, this whole realm of possibility, this whole realm of the cosmos, it really is, you know, really is, if there's anything to it. it. You know, I know I certainly lived in victim mode for a good majority of my life, feeling powerless to be able to change anything, blaming the outside world, blaming my past, blaming the other people, the situations in my life for the feelings of lack. I was barely living. I was in survival mode, just in existing. I often refer to it as living on autopilot. I had no idea or understanding that the life I was living was a huge part of it, that I was a huge part of it, that it was within the creation. It was being created by me, cooperatively with the universe. You know, what I was asking for, even though I was unconsciously even aware of the fact that this was playing out. And so I was, you know, in this place of living in lack, in the woe is me, the poor me, the everybody has done me wrong song. Now, maybe you can relate to that. You know, when we look at, I just wasn't feeling good enough within my life. Nothing in my life, you know, was good enough. I was living in lack big time. And of course, you know, it showed up in all different kinds of ways. You know, I remember, you know, even looking back, you know, that within where I was, you know, when I would look at other people succeeding in life, receiving in life, living within abundance, or living the life that I desired in some way, instead of questioning how did they do that, what was it that they had tapped into, instead of looking to be the seeker or the student at that time, I, as I said, was in victim, and I was envious, and I was jealous. And I mean, how dare they get, you know, that nice new home? And how dare they look, you know, how do they deserve that? They don't deserve it. You know, I was very judgmental. Now I understand that our abundance is within creation. We work cooperatively with the universe. This, you know, this abundance, so to speak, it's an important mindset. It's important in terms of the beliefs that we hold, our core values. Whatever we want to label it is what begins to create an abundant living. And that really has become essential for me in creating abundance in living as my way of life. Now, it means that we need to be able to see beyond the limitations of our culture. We need to be able to look beyond the limitations that exist within our communities or within consciousness of what it houses or holds. All of those paradigms and belief systems in place. And there's also, you know, those learned beliefs that we've taken on, you know, from our parents, our ancestors, our loved ones. We have to begin to look at seeing wonder. And I'm going to talk about wonder as being one of the practices in creating abundance, but to look at things with wonder, whether it be the wonder of the earth, the wonder of the sky, the wonder of the trees. We take so much for granted, and we have abundance in every capacity around us. It's right in front of us, but we need to understand, what does abundance truly mean? So when we look at abundance, you know, abundance is everywhere in the universe, and it can appear in our personal life as long as we allow it, to understand that everything is a choice, right? So we can choose to allow abundance to be in our life, or we can live within the victim, the poor me, the woe is me. But what is abundance? And I think that when we look at it, that people have, we all do, and I know I certainly did when I heard the word abundance, that we have an innate tendency to look at abundance as and associating it with money. That abundance is associated with wealth, and having lots of money, of course, it is abundance. For sure it is. But the abundance that really we're moving into in 2019, into the realization of abundance, in the receiving, the manifestation of abundance in our lives, is to recognize that it shows up not as money and possessions, but as something so much deeper. 2019, the year of abundance, means the year of soul abundance. And so taking a look at that, you know, what is abundance? How does it manifest? Well, good questions. That's why you're tuning into today's show, because that is the topic of conversation. So when we look at abundance, we have to understand beyond perceptions, beyond what reality is. To change the definition of abundance is to realize that there is an abundance of friendship, that there is an abundance of food, that there's an abundance of fun, that there's an abundance of trees and grass and water, that there's an abundance of opportunities. There's opportunities for abundance of fun. That we can have abundance, that we can create abundance of time even. Oh my gosh, the whole paradigm of how we say as little humans, how we don't have enough time. We can create time. There is an abundance of everything on this planet. But we have to learn how to access the abundance, because otherwise, in some way, we can alienate ourselves from it, and we can actually prevent it from manifesting in our lives. So to attract abundance into our life, it begins by, you know, recognizing the abundance that is already there. It is about developing what is referred to as an abundance consciousness. I'm going to talk about more of that in just a little bit as well. So when we recognize that abundance means that there is plenty of something, that there is a very large quality of something, to understand that life force produces more and creates more of everything. As I said, there are always new trees, there's always new plants, more fruit, new grass. New things are constantly being invented. New cars. I mean, we can, you know, look at all the new cars that get released all the time, right? Production. New houses are being built. And God bless it, new jobs are being created. Abundance is always expanding and growing in the universe. And what is so profound when you think of abundance, to recognize the extension, when we talk about the cosmos, when we talk about, you know, the heavens, that scientists are saying that the universe, that our skies are always expanding and growing, and that new stars are being created all the time. Abundance is everywhere in the universe, everywhere. But we can get so caught up in our story, in what is missing, within our lack, within our inability, or maybe it is even our inability to be able to perceive, but more importantly, our ability to be able to receive what it is that we've asked for. And abundance can manifest in so many ways in our life when we are willing, when we are willing to say yes to something different. So we can feel when we are in the trenches of life, you know, we're in those dark, deep, challenging times. And of course, as you've heard me say before, you know, faith is found in those darkest corners of heaven. And in those times, those depth of challenges, through our struggles, our depression, our, you know, losses, our grief, we can feel like we are not a part of an abundant universe. That we get so wrapped up in reality, in the pain and in the suffering, whether that be pain and suffering that we've created within our own lives, or within, wrapped up within the pain and suffering of others, the karma, the drama, the spiritual issues of others, that we can, it can completely redirect us from being able to participate in the abundance. And you heard me say, participate in the abundance. We all contribute to it. But we can, again, you know, we have these things that play out in our life, situations and circumstances that begin to have us think in very limited ways. Our thoughts, our mindscape can limit our ability to perceive or have awareness of what exists in our life right now. We're not capable of expanding our vision, because at some times, you know, and as we know, life is pretty tough. It's pretty tough to feel happy and abundant when, you know, life is throwing us a curveball. But our abundance is actually limitless. If, and it is a big if, we are able to receive it. And I know that sounds fine and dandy. It's a great concept, right? I mean, you guys are all going, yeah, Bonnie, that sounds amazing. Yeah. But it really is about, it breaks down and comes down to the feelings of worthiness, our deservingness, of what leads us to feel good enough or not good enough because of what can play out on those in those very human conditions. So, as I said before, you know, I always found myself comparing to what other people have. I would compare myself, where I lived, what I had, and I would decide that they had more than I did. And as I said, I'm not ashamed to admit that I felt really jealous and I felt really hard done by. Now, those are times I'm not proud of it, but I have no qualms in admitting it either. That I would mock other people who seemingly were doing better than me. It felt better to in some way dismiss their achievements rather than stepping up for myself. Because in those times, again, as I said, we feel powerless. You know, how many of you, it's such a simple thing. I look back and I was in prep for today's show. I was looking back at some of the things that we say. And one of the things that is very common for us to say is, well, these are just the cards I've been dealt. You know, it's the bed that I've made. I have to live in it. And there's some truth in that. We are all given, you know, within our journeys, challenges and obstacles and things, you know, to rise through, to heal through. There's a variation of experiences and there's a distortion that plays up in our life. But we get into, you know, into understanding that we do have a power of choice. We have so much choice. We have so much power within us to invoke, to create, to become, not just in terms of sitting back and just allowing whatever cards are delivered to our doorstep to be our way of living, but we can actually show up and take some responsibility and start, you know, saying which cards we prefer instead. We get to play this game of life, not just the cards that are dealt to us, but to shuffle things up, to redeal, to ask for more for our life. The sense of powerlessness, you know, those feelings of not being worthy. I had a lot of belief systems that were vibrating in the core of me of not being worthy of love. In fact, I always say that the universe has a great sense of humor. I mean, look at my last name, Worth. And yet I was a girl who felt worthy of nothing. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't worthy of love. I wasn't worthy of success. I wasn't worthy of happiness. Belief systems that sat in my core. And I reached a point in my life where I had to do something. I had to do something. I was, you know, I'm like, I am so done. I'm so done living in the lack world. I'm so ready for more for my life. And are you ready for more in your life? Because abundance, like everything, is a choice. So if anything I'm saying here today resonates with you, you know, I think it's important to know the difference between our feelings of lack, our feelings of abundance. As you know, it's so important for us to honor our human condition, to, you know, look to our suffering, to understand it, to be there for purpose. And I know it sounds bizarre. It's like, really, Bonnie? So all of this pain, this grief, this dread, this hardship, this heartache that I'm enduring right now, you're saying it's purpose? Well, to understand that our soul is here for the contrast, that we signed up, that the angel that exists inside of all of us said yes to a life where we would have challenges, where we'd be asked to overcome, to learn, to gather, to create, to find alignment, to heal and move through karma. And when we are the little angel coming into this lifetime, we're like, woohoo, this is going to be so much fun. And I say, who signs up for this, right? We get here and boom. Hello, reality. Hello, being human. So we do have to understand that, you know, we have to honestly work out and work through whatever is coming up for us. We can't ignore our suffering. We can't ignore the pain, but there are things that we can do to begin to resolve it, to move forward through it. Learning to love ourselves, forgiveness of ourselves, you know, choosing to not, you know, rear our ugly head, to fight back, to, you know, but to change the cycle or stop the cycles. It's all choice. And I know those are certainly choices that I had to make where it's like, you know what, this cycle stops with me. It's not going to continue. That's self-responsibility. Where we get out of blaming, as I said earlier, we're not blaming anyone for where we are. We're saying, I am a part of this equation of my life. Everywhere I go, there I am. It's up to me. Nobody can do this for me. It's up to me. And when you reach that point where you said, you know what, I've suffered enough. I'm done. Beautiful things begin to happen because that's where we begin to feel the support for prayers to, you know, things to begin to shift. Opportunities show up. Different things play out or happen for us in synchronistic ways that allow us to live our life more than just in surviving. And I'll tell you, I was not only am I a survivor, I'm a thriver. I've learned how to thrive. And that really becomes down to it. So, you know, we need to look at understanding that it comes down to every single choice we make. Every single choice. We make choices all the time. We make choices between what we want to wear when we get up in the morning. And sometimes those choices are harder than others. And if you were with me standing in front of my closet this morning, yeah, I did. Had no idea. Too many choices. Or we have choices, of course, you know, in what we eat. You know, we have choice whether we eat the apple or we have the chips. That's a choice. And one of the things we hear a lot is that happiness is a choice. And it is to a degree. Abundance, living abundantly, is more of a choice than what happiness is. When we choose to live in more abundant mindset, it opens up the capacity to experience more happiness. We can't just choose to be happy. In fact, I think that's one of the spiritual teachings that maybe has gone has been misconstrued a little bit out there. We need to feel what we need to feel. We need to heal what we need to heal. We need to find relief. We need to find peace with what was. And then we can get into choosing to live abundantly. And from there, feeling happier becomes possible. It's, you know, I think that, you know, we get into sometimes within, I'm just holding space and thinking, wow, like within these spiritual practices, within some of the things that, you know, we've been, at least I know on my journey that I was told, you know, just think positive. Thinking positive is great. But when life is tough, yeah, it's hard to choose that. But abundance is different. Because all we need to do is to begin to look around us in order to become aware that abundance actually already exists in our life. Now, I want to take you back to nature. If you are in a place where you're feeling like there's not enough, that you are in lack, one of the first things to do is look to nature. When we look out, and of course, in Canada right now, hello, this is maybe a little bit tough considering the amount of snow and, you know, the frigid conditions that we're living under right now. We can think ahead to springtime. We can visualize it. And we know that how many blades of grass fill up your front lawn? And the grass is always growing, right? We can look at the trees and see all of the leaves that are on a tree. We can look at how many branches. That's a real good one for winter in Canada. We can look at how many branches there are on a tree. That's abundance. So we begin to look around us to become aware of the abundance that we already have, that's being blessed upon us by the universe to help us recognize what becomes possible, what can grow in our lives, what can renew, what can replenish, what can be created. And so we're going to talk more about what can be created and how you can choose living your abundant life after the show. Oh, I'm sorry, not after the show. Oh, that's silly. After the commercial break. Wow, you can tell it's the first day back after holidays. A reminder, sweet friends, phone lines open up, so please feel free to call. But we'll be back shortly.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway, just enjoy your life. Get out of your way, lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
All right, so we are talking about all things abundant and how it is that we can become co-cooperative within this life of ours. Not only, as I said, this is the year of abundance. And so when we look at it from the perspective of understanding that here is our most abundant, you know, time for us little humans, where we're in this place of manifest of what it is in year two, in last year, in that the foundation year that we've moved through, year one and two, we were creating, we were reestablishing what it is we wanted to be, do, and have in our life, who it is and how it is that we were looking to contribute, what it is that we wanted to become more of and what we wanted less of. And so we're in this year now where manifestation takes place, where what it is that we've prayed for, asked for, the work that we've been doing comes into fruition. And so we get into a place now of understanding how do we receive it, and how we receive it becomes the capacity to be able to acknowledge and receive what we already have around us, to understand the abundance consciousness, because it is the abundance consciousness that can help break us through the limiting beliefs of our mind and open us up into wider opportunities and higher points of view. And this kind of consciousness means that not only are we feeling within the abundance, but we are begin to believe that we are a part of it. So how do we get there? Well, you know, it comes back down to, as I said, we need to heal what we need to heal. This is going to be a big healing year for us too. There's a lot of karma that's being resolved this year, whether we are participating fully in awareness with it or not. And so every time we heal something, it opens us up. It shifts vibration. We're put into a new place where we're able to receive. So we take a look at what abundant living means. So, you know, some of the simple things, and you've heard me talk about this on the show before, you know, what we can look or what we can do to begin to create or receive more. So we look, as I said before the commercial break, we look around, we become aware of what is abundant already, what we have in our life. We lean into gratitude. And you know, gratitude is like the ultimate of prayer. It is the ultimate of asking. It is the ultimate of helping us to shift our funk. It's helping us to shift our awareness. It's helping us to shift and open up to more for our lives. We lean into gratitude for all that we have already, all that we have going on. We begin to take a lot of things for granted when we get caught up in our story, when we're living within the victim, in the things that are not good enough in our lives, including ourselves. And so we need to lean into gratitude for what we have already. Whether you journal it, whether you speak it, whether you pray it, it doesn't matter. I just want to encourage you to invoke and enact upon gratitude, to create the attitude of gratitude, to begin to speak it, even if you don't feel it. Because when you become into speaking it enough, journaling about it, recognizing, focusing on it, you begin to create the feeling within you. You can't feel something that isn't there. We can't feel happy when we're not happy, but we need to do things to create the feeling of it. And so we lean into gratitude to begin to feel the abundance. Okay, so lean into gratitude. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? I'm so happy and grateful. That's my favorite line ever because I'm calling it in for my life now. I am so happy and grateful for my furnace when it is frigid cold in Canada during the winter time. I am grateful, grateful, grateful. I'm grateful for to have a roof over my head. I'm grateful for, you know, all kinds of things. Now, again, possessions are one of the simplest ways for our little human ego to be able to recognize some of the bigger things. We can't be grateful for all of the love that exists in our life when we're not feeling loved. But we can start with the incidentals. And I remember when I was at my lowest, I remember enacting upon a gratitude practice, and I would wake up and look outside and I would just say, well, I am grateful because the sun is shining even on a cloudy day, because I knew that behind the clouds, the sun still existed and it was still doing its thing. but we lean into gratitude. We begin to look around at, as I say, start with something minuscule, focus on it, speak about it, ignite it. Because when we can know that the inspiration, this inspiration of awareness to what exists already, ignites the flow of abundance in our lives. It's what begins to activate within the universe where, you know, it's like the universe was saying, wow, look at Bonnie being grateful for the sunshine. Let's give her more to be grateful about. When we get into our suffering and into our limitation and into our pain and we're focusing on that, the universe is saying, hey, look at Bonnie suffering, focusing on her suffering and her pain. Let's give her more suffering and pain. You see, the universe is, you know, is completely giving. It can't differentiate between what we want and what we don't want. It only notices what we're focusing on. So we lean into gratitude to focus in and around the things that are already abundant in our life. And that inspires and ignites that flow of abundance within us. You know, we need to celebrate what we receive on a day-to-day basis, to celebrate it. The energy of celebration can completely eliminate and dissolve the feelings of lack. We celebrate what we receive on a daily basis. That can be a phone call from someone. Thank you so much for calling. Oh my gosh, I'm excited to speak with you today. We can celebrate, you know, somebody, the cashier at the grocery store, acknowledge and celebrate. Wow, I'm so happy. Thank you so much for all you're doing. You really made a difference in my day today. Celebrate the people in our lives. I'm so glad I get to hang out with you. I'm so glad you're a part of my journey and a part of my life. We are the masters of our own energy. We are the masters of our own mind. And what we believe and feel within us over time will manifest within our life around us. Know this without a doubt, sweet friends. I think it becomes important as well to track energetic exchanges. And what I mean by that is what you give, you shall receive. And ensure that what you receive, that you're prepared to give. We look at the reciprocal energy and the laws of the universe and understanding that it is, you know, it is a beautiful exchange that takes place. So if we're looking to receive more love and respect in our lives, we look at loving and respecting people in even greater ways. We take responsibility in every moment. What am I putting out there? Because whatever I'm putting out there is what I'm going to receive. It's how it works. You know, we give love. We will receive love. But most importantly, when we give love to ourselves, that's where the magic happens. So ultimately, abundant living comes from within. That everything that is external begins with what's going on internally inside of us. To recognize that we have amazing creative power of seeing, of feeling, of sensing, and expressing ourselves into the universe, imprinting with our vibration. So let's decide to be abundant now. Let's decide it. Let's claim it. And one of the ways that we can claim it, some food for thought, is really about looking at one thing today that you feel negative about. And before the day is over, take one positive action in some way to diminish the negativity. So that can mean something as simple as if we are stressed and we are dealing with a whole lot of stresses in our life, a positive action could mean that we go for a walk. If we're really struggling in terms of our life and in terms of questioning what we should do, our next step, We could ask a friend. We could seek out help. That's a positive step. If something in your life is going on and maybe someone's being unkind, that one positive action can mean standing up for yourself, speaking your truth, sharing your perspective, your point of view. And if someone's being unkind and things are you're in a toxic kind of place, walking away from those things that can't be fixed can be the solution, the positive action. So look at your life every single day within the negativity and what we feel negative about in our life, and take one positive action in any direction. In any direction. They don't even have to correspond. It doesn't even have to make sense. You're just choosing. The possibilities are endless here. By taking even small action steps, we begin to change the feedback that we're getting from the universe. Okay? The next thing to look at is about expanding our awareness. And I think this becomes probably the biggest thing. And I mean, there's all kinds of other things I can share for sure. I've talked about responsibility, taking responsibility. It's a radical cure. It's radical. But we can look at understanding that our outside forces can't be controlled, right? We can't. And one of the things that we do, it's natural for us to give up responsibility for the bad things that might be playing out in our life. We're just like, I can't help it. That's just how it is. And again, going back, oh, those are just the cards that were dealt to me. No. So we need to, you know, look at responsibility of saying, you know what? Hang on a second. This is my life. I'm reclaiming ownership. I'm taking responsibility. No one else, we have to realize that no one else has the time, money, energy, and love to give us. We need to take responsibility to accept everything, good and bad, as a whole package, our light and our dark. The good news is that for the majority of things, you know, usually when we're in this place of negativity, the bad stuff has already happened. And the good is stretching far ahead into the unknown. And so we look at how does we become, take responsibility. And some of that is just by even declaring, this is my life. This is my life. And recognizing, as I said, that we are the common denominator in it all. But I want to talk to you about expanding our awareness. When we look at expansion, allows for more. Contraction is tight, right? It brings us in. It draws a blank. There's no solutions. We've got heavy burdens, right? Expansion is a great friend in abundance. It's what brings in the light. It opens to new possibilities. Expanding our awareness. So I really encourage you to set time aside every single day. This is so big for us little human doers. we're guided to be human beings, but let's admit it, we're human doers. But we need to set time aside every single day for a little peace and quiet. To put so much of the things we're under pressure, we're putting up with noise, we're putting up with stress, and it's really counterproductive for us. We need to learn to become centered, to go to a quiet place, to even sit with our eyes closed for 5 minutes, a couple times a day. As we choose and we can move into practices of meditation, practices of mindfulness, practice of breath work, we begin to expand our awareness because we have immediate relief. The outside stimulus gets put on hold. So we look at things, how do we expand our awareness? Well, I want to tell you, begin to change your point of view. Well, how do you do that? Well, every time you have a negative thought that says you can't, it's not possible, you're not worthy, just say, well, that's really interesting. Nice point of view you have there, girl. Interesting point of view. We begin to understand that the beliefs that exist inside of us have been there for so long, and we believe them. We believe them. We believe them consciously. We believe them subconsciously. They're going on inside of us. And it's until we challenge our belief, because we've believed it to be true. But what if it's not? And so questioning our point of view is enough to begin to allow for awareness to begin to take hold, to expand. By our acknowledgement that, well, hang on a second, this belief that I have, it might not be true, is the moment that we allow for new wisdom, a different perspective, a shift in consciousness. And it's one of the ways that we begin to, or become willing to, redefine ourselves. Have you ever asked yourself that? If the belief that you have about yourself, or the what you believe about your situation or how you're living, is it really true? Byron Katie has, I mean, the best, right? I mean, I love the work of Byron Katie. Is it true? Is the story you're telling yourself, is the belief that you believe really true? And it might be, but what if it's not? And that's what I love about being able to examine our point of view. And I think it becomes important when with other people, when instead of getting into judgment about how they're living in their life, the choices that they're making, what they're doing, what they're not doing, what they should be doing, because, oh my gosh, as human beings, we know all the answers for somebody else's life. We don't necessarily know for our own, but man, oh man, can we ever see it clearly for others, right? But not only do we stop to acknowledge our point of view, but to begin to examine other people's points of view. Because when we look to the fact that maybe somebody believes differently than we do, instead of being rigid and stuck and saying, this is the right way, when we become willing to see another point of view and not get stuck in that feedback look of those judgments, those rigid beliefs, the prejudices, because that's what shuts things down for us. We begin to censor everything and say, no, that's not right. That's not right. That's not right. Here we begin to examine and say, wow, that's interesting. I never thought of things that way. Thank you for that. Hey, that's interesting. Never thought of that. We begin to acknowledge that there may be some other ways of thinking, some other ways of being. And we allow ourselves, you know, our defenses begin to come down a little bit. Now, I know we're running out of time. We always run out of time. Why do we run out of time on this show? Oh my gosh, maybe because I like to talk, right? But as we're wrapping up into the end final part of the show today, let's talk about wonder. Children have an amazing sense of wonder. As many of you know, I became a grandmother this last year. Oh my gosh, I love my little dude. And to see life as he sees it, there is a sense of wonder in everything. He's going to be 6 months old, and you can just see the little wheels in his head spinning. He's in awe with everything around him, a sense of wonder and awe. If we can get into a place within the day-to-day aspects of our lives, begin to wonder about, I wonder what else I could be doing. I wonder what it would feel like to be happy. I wonder what it would be like to live abundantly. I wonder what it would be like to have an abundance of health. I wonder what it would feel like. When we enact a question of wonderment upon the universe. The universe moves heaven and earth to answer. And when we can get into this playful state of wonderment about life, I wonder how many clouds there are out there. And it's like all of a sudden we're seeing clouds everywhere we go. I wonder how many people I'm going to meet today that are going to be smiling. It's a wonder is a beautiful way of putting your order into the universe for how it is you want to be living your life abundantly. I wonder how it is that that person over there is so happy. I wonder what they're doing every day to take care of themselves. I wonder what else I could be doing with my time, my gifts, my talents. When we move into a state of wonder, we expand. We expand. And when we expand, we allow for expansion in our life. So if you can remind yourself that the goal is, as we get into, you know, and here's the new year, we're going to put some goals into place for ourselves in our life, right? Resolutions out the door. Intentions, hello. What are my goals this year, you know? But to remember for yourself, sweet friends, that the goal is always about expansion and never contraction. Expansion and wonder, that sense of wonder can open up all kinds of amazing things for your life. Because this is your life. This is my life. We are the center of our own little universe. And our wonder is one of the ways that we can take responsibility for what is playing out, where we begin to get cooperative, creative, playful. And when we get into wonder, I wonder what else is possible. I wonder where this will take me. I wonder how much happier I can feel. I wonder. When we get into here, into a state of wonder, we're no longer focusing on our lack. We're no longer focusing on limitation. We're no longer focusing on our story and the blame and the victim. We're no longer focusing on the fact that we don't have enough money, time, or energy. We open up to expand abundantly. And through this sense of wonder, we begin to develop a higher vision for our life. A higher vision. And what I think is so important to recognize and to know that a higher vision can be a trigger for abundance. It sets things in motion. Things that maybe have been hidden before. Awareness builds upon itself. And every time you practice, every time you wonder, every time you get out of the feedback look that is in feedback loop where it's old and it's the old story, right? That our sense of wonder applies to every dream, every wish, everything we envision for our life. And it helps us to move into a different place of being fulfilled, of feeling hopeful, of feeling prosperous. Material abundance, of course, is useful, but it contains no fulfillment. Fulfillment comes from a vision that comes from the truth within us. The higher vision, the higher your vision, the greater the fulfillment. The greater the fulfillment. What's your vision for your life? What's your vision? Focus your intention there. Plant the seeds, sweet friends. Take action every single day to do something good for you, to dissolve, to distract you from away from what was into greater possibilities for what is to come. Thank you so much for tuning into today's show, sweet friends. It is always my pleasure to hang out with you. I enjoy our conversations. Big love to you from my heart to yours. Bye for now.